I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The final vote on enacting congestion pricing is taking place.
The MTA board meeting is back onto the congestion pricing matter, now hearing from Transit Chief Richard Davey about transit service, saying it has improved greatly since 2017 when congestion pricing was first proposed. He says they're continuing to invest in transit infrastructure, and he says congestion hasn't changed in the last 5 years, so the funding purportedly from congestion pricing will go towards infrastructure. Now, prior to this, MTA Chair Jan Oliver talked about tackling crime in the subway, noting the fatal subway push at 125th and Lex, the shooting on the A train. He says he welcomes more cops, but also emphasized the new state scout teams that are dealing with the mentally ill. We're still waiting for the vote from the MTA on congestion pricing, the fee structure. It's supposed to launch in June, but several lawsuits may have other plans. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police have formally charged one of the men under arrest in the deadly shooting of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. 41-year-old Lindy Jones is now facing weapons possession charges, along with defacing a firearm. The man accused of opening fire at Officer Diller, 34-year-old Guy Rivera, has not yet been charged. Mourning for Diller continues, meanwhile, here in the city and on Long Island.
The hearts across the area are broken after the loss of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who lived in Massapequa Park. And not far from his home tonight, starting at 7 p.m. in Brady Park, Oyster Bay Town Supervisor Joseph Saladino says there will be a candlelight vigil.
To allow an opportunity for people of all walks of life to show their support.
Diller leaves behind his wife and young son. He was fatally shot during a routine traffic stop in Far Rockaway.
A local guy who went to school in Manhasset and then moved his family after joining the police force to Massapequa Park for the American dream.
He was 31 years old. His funeral will be held on Saturday. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Massapequa Park, Long Island.
Well, with a massive housing crunch here in the city, one city lawmaker is calling for a measure that would make it safer and easier to legalize basement apartments in the five boroughs. State Assembly member Harvey Epstein says there are currently laws on the books that aren't that clear on basement apartments.
The multiple dwelling law has all these weird provisions that don't really apply to most homes in New York, that, you know, you need to have a sprinkler system for a basement, even if the first floor doesn't. You need to have access to the outside light for a basement unit, when no one can create outside light in that kind of apartment.
Epstein says that under the bill, the city would get the local control and legal tools it needs to bring existing illegal basement units up to the state safety standards, which supporters say would greatly benefit immigrants and New Yorkers of color. The issue of bringing basement apartments up to safety standards has been more of an issue in recent years because of massive storms that have hit our area. Approximately 44 residents in basement apartments died in illegally converted unsafe units during Hurricane Sandy. 11 died during Hurricane Ida. Some New York City women are trying to get the word out about an apparent trend where an attacker targets people at random on the streets of the city, punches them, and then makes a run for it. Comedian Sarah Harvard tells 1010 Winds she became a victim last Tuesday night on Delancey Street in Lower Manhattan.
It's just like out of nowhere, I got hit. I almost fell over, but I didn't. And I remember the first thought I had, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I hope like I didn't get stabbed. I was injected with things.
At least four women have taken to TikTok to report incidents. Police have confirmed at least two of the attacks, but no word on whether they're connected. Well, folks in Flatbush, Brooklyn will have to find someplace else to get their red velvet cakes. Lord's Bakery, a cornerstone of the community for more than four decades, unexpectedly closed its doors this week for good.
In business nearly six decades and a landmark here in central Brooklyn, Lord's Bakery abruptly closing their doors on Monday. In fact, customers say after the rest of the Caribbean pies, coconut rolls, and other delicious items were sold off on Monday, the building was then boarded up here on Nostrand Avenue. Now, if you look in Lord's social media page, they say they are trying to reopen ASAP. In fact, they have set up a GoFundMe with a pretty large goal. They're looking to raise $100,000. If you go on to read the social media post, they say they want to open the doors again with a delivery service and more energy-efficient equipment, expanding their presence on social media. But again, they can't do so, they say, until their financial situation improves. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.